and keep the level good for you guys.
Hey, John, it's Michael. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
For all the box players on the session, can you tell us what your bass arrangement is? Because when we're listening to it, it'd be useful to know how your basses are set up on your box.
So my bass is basically the same as all accordions except for the D. So I have the G right on the top too, and D, and on the inside the E, and then A, and then on the bottom I have the D on the outside on the push instead of the C, and then the C on the inside, and then because I got the D on the out on the.
Are your G's and D's on the same buttons, or are they on different buttons? When you're changing direction.
So you got the structure is like the note and the chord, right?
But in the same, is it the same? Is it the same in both directions? Some are set up like that. That's why I was wondering.
Well, I don't know what you mean, but anyways,
when you want to go from a G chord on a push to a G chord on a pull, do you have to change?
Yes.
You change fingers. Okay, so it's like a Mikamaski style bass with some changes.
So a lot of times I'll use one finger here and one finger up here, depending on what note I'm playing. And I'm not a bass kind of guy. I'm not a theory guy like Billy Mikamaski is all over that stuff. And I'm lucky if I play the melody. So my bass is, I follow the melody. And if I'm playing an A, I hit an A chord. You know, if I'm playing a D, I'll play the D chord. And, you know, I wouldn't know what a fifth was or a diminished or augmented. I wouldn't know any of that stuff. So,
thank you, John.
I like it that way, Michael, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's very helpful. Appreciate it.
So,
this is Scylla. I have to disagree with you there, John. Your left hand's all over the place. Your bass is as good as I've heard.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Totally. Well, you know, I mean, I love Billy's playing. Absolutely love Billy's playing. But your bass is fantastic.
Thank you. Well, I meant it from the point of view of not having the theory knowledge more than anything else, you know. And so all I do know is if I got a G here. And if I'm playing a G here, I play the G. That's it. It's pretty simple for my... you know, and of course, sometimes you bounce around. So,
did you mention that you have a B on there as well?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
G.
Yeah, got it.
Mine is set up just like yours, with the D on the press on the bottom.
Right.
And the
right.
D on the draw on the top. Right. Yeah.
Deb was going to say something. Now she's gone. I hope she wasn't leaving. She was waving, but if you can still hear me, Deb. Oh, there you are.
Yvette said hello, and I waved at her.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were going to make breakfast or something, and you know.
No, I'm not leaving. It's very weird what's happening since the new Zoom. Whenever I go into chat, I think it turns off my video. That didn't used to happen, so it's really annoying. People think I've gone, and I'm not.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening there. I'm not very impressed with the new Zoom.
I don't have the new Zoom, I guess, because that doesn't happen to me, I don't think. Or maybe it's because I'm hosting. I don't know.
I wish I hadn't updated because there's a lot of stuff that doesn't work now.
Really?
But anyway.
Well, that's technology for you. And for everybody that's new here, just in case you wondered, Debbie is coming in from Australia. So, and she's a regular. She's been here every week. And, of course, we got our regulars from Ireland, too, like Priscilla. And Jimmy's a regular now. This is a couple of weeks in a row here. So we're delighted to have you folks. And... Alina, there you are. Did you come in late? Because I guess I didn't see you.
I've been here a while, but I had some video problems. My computer keeps going weird on me, and so I had to like leave and come back a couple times.
Okay. And Ezra, I don't know if I said hello to you.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. So,
upstate New York.
Yeah. Oh, good. What part?
Ithaca.
Oh, yeah. I love Ithaca. Very nice up there. Not this time of year, though. I like it here better this time of year. It's not quite as bad weather-wise. So I had enough of that New England weather 26 years of shoveling snow in Connecticut was enough for me. Right, Marilyn?
I agree.
So Marilyn and her husband Frank met at one of my Kayleys. Was it Cape May?
Yes, it was. And he was just in here because Roisin and Padraic were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You would, of course, you know them very well. Frank, how are you?
Hi.
It's a small world, isn't it? That, you know, this, we go around and we meet people in different parts of the world. You'd be surprised. John Skelton, great musician, played with a group called The House Band. The first time I met him was on a bloody train in Ireland. On a train, no less. So, I tell you a quick story now. I'm in a story mode, so bear with me for a second here and give my neck a little break. But you're the funniest thing that ever happened to me was I was working in Manhattan. I'm a carpenter, for those of you who don't know that. And I was working on Fifth Avenue and 45th Street. And we're getting ready to go to lunch. And we had to go out the service entrance, which was out onto the sidewalk on 45th Street. And it was one of these big, heavy doors. And I was pushing the door and it wasn't going. So I just leaned into it with my shoulder. And of course, the door took off of me then and went swinging out into the sidewalk. And it hit this guy and he landed on his arse. And I looked down and there was Anton McGowan, the fiddle player. 12 million bloody people in New York City, and I'm going for lunch, and the door swings open, and I hit him, and I knock him down on the sidewalk in Manhattan. I mean, you can't make that stuff up, you know? So, but anyway, I got off on a tangent there. So Marilyn and Frank met at my Kayley, the Kayleys I did in.
So then what happened, John?
Cape May, New Jersey. And then what? And then
I lost a tooth from something like that once, so what happened to him?
Oh, me, Anton? Oh, no, he was fine. He didn't get hurt or anything, but it was, but I tell you what, though, he got a shock when he realized it was me that knocked him over. And he was with his brother at the time. His brother passed away. Huey was living in Long Island. And a lovely man, too. I don't know if he actually played. I never played with him. But there you go. So, you know, the strangest things happen in the strangest of places. And I've got a whole bunch of stories like that, but we don't have time to share them for the session. But, when you've been doing this for 50 years, I guess you get a lot of stories.
How many people have you knocked over there, John? You got tons of stories.
Well, I'm glad you said over it. Because I was getting a little nervous there for a second. That's that Australian coming out of you there. But I've been a matchmaker. I think there's five or six couples in my last 30 years that I got together. And I know for a fact there's two people I met at the Folk Alliance in Tucson, Arizona. And by the end of the weekend, I got them together. And shortly after that, they got married. So I told both of them, I said, you guys need to get together. I told them separately, you need to go her and you need to go with him. And they did, and they're still married. They've been married ever so, got to be 14, 15 years at least now. So that's it, you know. So, all right, so somebody was asking for the slip jigs. So we're going to do the fox hunters and the butterfly. So, Roisin, I bet you and Padraic have plenty of tales too with all the traveling you do.
Hey, John.
Yes, Ryan.
I'm going to get going there. My battery is starting to run low on my tablet there. So it was great to join you guys tonight and everything. So thanks for having me.
Oh, listen, it's a pleasure. And thanks for being there Monday too. So
that was great. All right. I'll see you guys next week, hopefully. And I want to try and be a regular every week if I can.
All right, my friend. God bless you.
If anything, I'll see you on Monday as well there whenever I see you do your jam.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, see you guys.
Take care. All right. The Fox Hunters and the Butterfly.